Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night across Israel is calm with a gentle breeze offering a warm respite under clear skies. In Tel Aviv, expect a mild night, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran strikes Gulf countries, tankers in Strait of Hormuz following U.S. attacks. The UAE Ministry of Defense stated it retains full rights to respond. That's from the Jerusalem Post, coming in just under an hour ago. Also, Trump says the U.S. may soon strike Pickaxe Mountain, Iran's secret site near Natanz. He warned Iran to be ready. Yainet reported that story earlier today. Also this hour, we're going to take out Pickaxe Mountain, Trump says, of an Iranian nuclear site. The U.S. president ordered further strikes against Iran. That's from JNS, this past hour. Separately, the president of Pan America resigned over a report on boycotts targeting Jewish and Israeli authors. Forward reported this story 3 hours ago. And finally, IDF chief warns that a draft exemption bill will shatter trust among Israeli soldiers. Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir urged a halt to the legislation. That comes from I-24 News, from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, reports that Iran launched missiles toward regional countries from Tabriz and Kermanshah. That report came in just minutes ago. Middle East 24 suggests a major escalation risk between Saudi Arabia and the Houthi movement. They cite a Saudi attempt to prevent an Iranian aircraft from landing. This post was shared 8 minutes ago. Visegrad 24 broke the news that Iran hit 3 vessels with missiles in the Hormuz Strait tonight. 1 Indian sailor died and several Indian and Ukrainian sailors were wounded. They posted that 42 minutes ago. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Iran's escalation in the Gulf. The Jerusalem Post reports that Iran targeted tankers in the Strait of Hormuz as tensions rise with the U.S. The UAE Ministry of Defense emphasized its right to defend its sovereignty. The situation heightens regional instability, affecting global oil supply routes. Turning to the U.S.-Iran tensions, Ynet and JNS have both reported President Trump's resolve against Iran's nuclear ambitions. He hinted at targeting Pickaxe Mountain, a site near Natanz. This follows a series of U.S. strikes on Iran. Such actions may lead to broader conflict impacting global peace efforts. Meanwhile, Pan America's president resigned over a report concerning boycotts of Jewish authors. Forward details the controversy, highlighting threats faced by Jewish writers. This resignation signals a significant divide on free speech and cultural boycotts, affecting the literary community. Separately, Lieutenant Janieh Al-Zamir warns that the proposed draft exemption bill could undermine trust within the IDF. I-24 News outlines his concerns over inequality and manpower issues. This legislation could deepen societal divisions, impacting national security. On the economic front. First, Google is integrating AI technology deeper into Waze, enhancing navigation with conversational features. CTech reports this expansion aims to personalize routes and improve user experience. Separately, land contamination threatens thousands of planned homes in Israel. Globes highlights sites in areas like Sdeh Dov and Herzliya. This environmental issue could delay housing projects impacting urban development. And finally, Israel's investment focus remains on central regions, according to Israel High on Business. This trend leaves peripheral areas behind, widening economic disparities. Such centralization could strain regional economies, increasing dependency on the Dan region. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.